This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Evelyn Lamb. Got a minute? That's Generation Zero of Darwin Tunes. It's a website researchers are using to study how listener preferences affect the evolution of music. A new study claims that the taste of the public exerts a force on music similar to natural selection. The findings support the theory that culture and art are shaped not only by their producers, but by consumers, too. The report is in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Researchers created short tunes and allowed them to procreate. That is, they'd combine aspects of the parent tunes to produce a new generation of music. User ratings on the Darwin Tunes site provided the evolutionary selection, with only the most appealing tunes allowed to create progeny. The researchers found that quality increased quickly at the beginning. The random sounds rapidly gave rise to something an awful lot like music. Here's Generation 600. But after a while, things stagnated. The researchers plan to update the program to drive evolution further. Meanwhile, here's Darwin Tunes Generation 3000. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Evelyn Lamb.